VOA News via remote, I'm Joe Palca.
And I'm pleased, but not surprised, by the number of my former Republican colleagues in the Senate who have acknowledged already the results of the Electoral College. I thank them, and I'm convinced we can work together for the good of the nation.
It has been a whirlwind, a process that is traditionally pro forma, especially given the obvious outcome of the November 3rd election. But Joe Biden is now officially the president-elect of the United States of America. With more, AP White House correspondent Sagar Magani.
The Electoral College has formally chosen Joe Biden as the nation's next president, confirming his November win amid President Trump's refusal to concede. From Harrisburg,
20 votes for the Honorable Joseph R. Biden,
to Lansing,
16 votes for Joseph R. Biden,
to Sacramento,
Joseph R. Biden of Delaware, a Democrat, ayes 55, noes 0.
Biden scored 306 electoral votes, the same as Trump 4 years ago, a landslide echoing Trump's words in 2016.
By his own standards, these numbers represented a clear victory then, and I respectfully suggest they do so now.
Still, the president did not concede, even as Republican allies like Missouri's Roy Blunt did.
Vice President Biden is the president-elect.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Representative Paul Mitchell, a retiring Republican from Michigan, says he's disaffiliating from the GOP and becoming an independent for the rest of his term, which probably is only about another month. In a letter to Republican National Committee Chair Rona McDaniel, Mitchell wrote, "It is unacceptable for political candidates to treat our election system as though we are a third world nation." Who did he vote for? President Trump. This is VOA News. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner will lead a U.S. delegation to Israel and Morocco next week for discussions on the normalization deal the two Middle East countries reached last week, that according to a senior administration official today. The U.S. delegation and an Israeli team will join together and take the first direct commercial flight from Tel Aviv to Rabat as a sign of progress after the Israel-Morocco deal that Mr. Kushner helped broker. While in Jerusalem, Kushner, who is U.S. President Donald Trump's son-in-law, is to hold talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny released a video on Monday detailing the conclusions of a new international investigation that alleges the Russian security service FSB was behind an attempt to poison him last August. He says, "I found out who tried to kill me. I know where they live and where they work. I know their real names. I know their fake names, and I have photographs of them." Mr. Navalny fell into a coma in Siberia on August the 20th and was later flown to Germany for treatment. Several European laboratories concluded that he had been poisoned by a chemical agent called Novichok, which has been tied to Russian military intelligence. U.S. Attorney General William Barr stepping down from his post next week after meeting with President Donald Trump at the White House on Monday. Mr. Trump tweeted that Barr will be leaving just before Christmas in order to spend the holidays with his family. Mr. Trump posted a resignation letter from Barr that included extensive praise of the president's administration. It said the attorney general's last day leading the Justice Department will be December the 23rd. Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become acting attorney general. The United States began administering the newly approved coronavirus vaccine on Monday, with healthcare workers among the first to get the shots. Julie Walker has more on the vaccine from Associated Press.
Federal Reserve will weigh further options for aiding the economy this week.
Healthcare workers again will be receiving the first doses of Pfizer's vaccine.
Congratulations, Kevin.
Along with nursing home patients, 400 additional hospitals and other distribution sites get supplies today and then more in the coming days for a total of nearly 3 million doses. On Thursday, an FDA panel advises on Moderna's vaccine, which can't come soon enough. The daily death toll in the U.S. tops 2,400, according to Johns Hopkins, and is expected to grow with the holidays. I'm Julie Walker.
Critical care nurse Sandra Lindsay was the first to receive an injection in New York State, a moment heralded by outgoing President Donald Trump. And Australia is warning that it will report China to the World Trade Organization if it imposes an informal ban on its coal exports. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.